on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, y'all. It's Friday Cry Day. If you've never been a part of one of these before, Jess is a very sensitive person. Some things trigger her worse than others. This is going to be a doozy of a one. I'm telling you. I'm just warning you. Basically, how this works is at the end of the week, Jess comes on here, tells you three stories of what might have made her cry this week as a sensitive person, right? You're going to try to figure out which one of these three stories is the real reason of why she cried. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the tears as we get into Friday Cry-Day. Story number one.
So we had Monday off for the holiday and Garage Boy was off too, which was really nice. So I wake up, go into the kitchen looking like I had just crawled out of a cave, and sitting on the counter is this huge bouquet of peonies. Now, peonies are my favorite flower. Like, if there was like a bracket of flowers to me in my life, peonies are the Beyonce for me. Okay. And I just looked at him and I was like, what are these for? And he goes, I know your birthday was on Friday, but I wasn't quite done celebrating you yet.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
and
really
I was
nice.
Like, what the heck? And so I just sat there crying because he's so sweet.
Very nice. Story number two.
So I got a massage and my masseuse wished me a happy belated birthday. And I told her I just turned 33. And she goes, honestly, your 30s are the best decade because you finally start becoming who you actually are. And I don't know what happened, because then it went from that comment to us doing like a deep dive and having a very reflective conversation about aging and confidence and being comfortable in your own skin as a woman. And like, I don't know if you guys remember when I told you a while ago how she changed the music that she plays in there. Oh, yeah. But it sounds like the soundtrack to that Drew Barrymore Ever After. So my head's in that like little in that little hole for the massage table and I'm just going through it, and she's like giving me this TED talk on like how I'm about to walk into this amazing chapter of my life, and it was very emotional.
Story number three. Oh God.
I need a music change for story number three, if you don't mind.
No, just prepare yourself for this. I don't even know where we're gonna have to go with this.
A crime has taken place at Mix 106.5. I have been robbed. The culprit? This entire establishment.
Oh my God.
My radio sister, a dear friend of mine, Karina Delgado. You hear her amazing voice immediately after this show. She sent me a birthday surprise, a belated birthday surprise, if you will. A box of donuts. Now, for context, the morning shows that are live on the air, we're on the complete opposite side of the building behind approximately 47 locked doors. Once the show starts, we're basically trapped back here. So at some point during the morning, couldn't tell you when, these donuts were delivered. Not a phone call, no text, no email, no carrier pigeon, nothing. Fast forward to after the show, I'm rushing to get out of here because I actually had to go to Fox 45 for the Be More Lifestyle TV show. And as I'm leaving, I actually pass the kitchen and I see this box of donuts sitting on the counter. People are gathered around them, eating them, enjoying them, devouring
like seagulls.
Them
yeah.
Like seagulls. Not one person says, hey, Jess, want one? Hey, Jess, I think these might be yours. I just kept walking because at that point, I didn't even have time for a donut because, yeah, I had to go be on TV. And then later that day, Karina texts me and says, hey, girl, did you get your donuts? And suddenly, my entire morning flashes before my eyes. Those were my donuts. And not just regular donuts, birthday donuts. The box I watched everyone attack like a flock of seagulls. Mine. The birthday surprise. Mine. The donuts everyone enjoyed. Mine. The tears. Mine. Because, not because of the donuts, but mostly because someone had done something so thoughtful for me. I never even got a chance to see it before the entire building ate the evidence. And that is my origin villain story.
this has been a saga today. All right, what's the real cry? If it's the damn donuts, I'm going home. So let's go to our first contestant. This is Heather in Glenarm. What's up, Heather?
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
You got three stories. Which one was the real cry, you think?
I don't know. I had a hard time with this one, but I went with number two.
Now, why two?
I don't know. I guess I could picture it being there. I don't know. Kramer, I'm like your age, but I think your 30s are, it's definitely, I think as you get older, puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I could, just was vibing with it. Thought that might be it.
That massage, it was a little perspective on life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Possibility. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It wasn't the real cry. It was definitely like reflective, but also very girly pop vibes.
Okay.
But it was such a beautiful conversation.
Yeah, it was. I mean, honestly, this
but a good
week,
guess, though.
It could have gone in either three. There's none of these I thought could not have been it. So it was a good guess. Thank you for trying, Heather.
Have a good day.
You too, Heather.
Bye. Let's go to Katie in Joppa. What's up, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You got two stories left. Is it story number one or story number three?
I think it's story number one.
Story number one, the flowers, the birthday. Why is it that one?
Just because, I mean, as mean as story number three was, I think it was more anger than cry.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough. Good deduction. Mm-hmm. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It was the real cry.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sweet.
It was just something extra, and it was like the most like simple, relaxing birthday. But Garage Boy made me feel very special, and the peonies just like broke me down.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was a good guess and a good round of a Friday Cry-Day. I really want to figure out who got these donuts. Jess won't let me call them.
You don't understand.
Jess won't let me.
It is deeper than the donuts.
And I said,
it's not about who received the delivery. I would have shared them with everyone. You think I'm gonna keep a whole box of donuts to myself? Absolutely not. This is deeper than that.
What's the depth
to
you?
Matter.
What's the depth to you?
You know what? Read between the lines.
Which is
if
what?
I have to explain it to you, then you don't get it.
It's part of the problem.
It's part of the problem.
No, it's true. No, you're not wrong. It's weird. It's a weird story. It's definitely a weird story. We're going to talk about this for 3 weeks straight. I can feel it. Yeah, Ness is never going to be
over. I'll
never
talk about it ever again.
Oh, yes, you will. This will never be over. I can feel it. Till next birthday, at least. All right. Hey, Katie, you're the winner.
Katie. It's about you.
Yeah, it's about you right now. That's Friday Cry-Day, y'all.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.